This Chazar Zeich Neshabach Ches Choshuag Mem Yehudim Sechaz Bava Kamen Daf Nun Gimel. The Mishnah said Nafal Lefano V'Chulu. Rav said forward means it literally fell on its face and died from the bad air. Backward means it literally fell on its back. And both cases are referring to where the animal fell into a bar. And teaches that one is only chay if the animal died from the bad air, not from the impact of the fall. This follows the view of Rav that one is only chay from the death caused by the bad air. Shmuel said if the animal fell into a bar, he's chay whether the animal fell forward or backward. This follows Shmuel's view that one is chay for death caused by the bad air, and certainly if it was caused by the impact of the fall as well. In fact, according to Shmuel, what's the case of falling backward that the Mishnah says he's potter? The Mishnah says the case would be where the animal fell into the pit, but hid himself on the ground outside the pit and died from that impact. Shek the Gemara, a braisa says, if an animal falls into a pit, whether it fell forward or backward, the owner of the bar is chay of this, refutes Rav. Rav Chisa said, the braisa is discussing where the bar is in the digger's reshus, and Rav agrees that in that case he's chayiv because whether due to the bad ear or due to the impact on the ground, they're both the property of the digger, and he's therefore chayiv. Rav said, different terrors, he said, the case is where the animal fell head first and turned the mid-ear to its back. In that case, since it fell head first, the bad ear had an effect on it, and that's what caused it to die. Basic is a third test. He said the Bryce is discussing the damage done by the axe to the water in the bar. In that case, he's chayiv whether the axe fell in head first or fell backward. Zokim Rav Chanan to the Bryce that supports Rav. The Bryce says the word v'nafal in the pasuk teaches if an animal falls into a bar from the sound of the digging. If it falls forward, the animal of the bar is chayiv. If it fell backward, he'd be butter. For Ektimara, why don't we say that the one who made the noise should be chayiv, since he's the one who caused the animal to fall into the bar? Simon Rashi said, the Mishnah follows Rav Nosson, who says that when two people cause damage and the Nizik can't collect from one of them, he collects it all from the other one. Therefore, since he can't collect from the one who made the noise, because there's only a grama, he collects the full amount from the owner of the bar. Mar says, we see that he holds that they're both chayiv, because he says in a brisa, if an ox pushed another ox into a bar, they each pay half damage. The Rabbanan say that the owner of the ox is chayiv for the entire damage. Now, in another brisa, he says that the owner of the bar pays 3/4 of the damage. That brisa must be talking about where the ox was a tam, and Rav explains that Rav Nosson holds that each party is chayiv for the entire damage. Therefore, they each pay half. You don't pay more than the damage. The owner of the tam can say, I would anyway have to pay only half, so I should only have to pay 1/4 now. Since he only pays 1/4, the owner of the bar must pay 3/4, because where one party is potter from paying, the other has to stand up and pay the whole thing, as Rav Nosson said above. We can also say that Rav Nosson really holds that each is only responsible for half the damage, which means that the tam who pays for his half must only pay 1/4 of the damage. The reason that the owner of the bar must pay for the missing 1/4, meaning he has to pay 3/4, his half plus another 1/4, is because the owner of the dead ox can tell the owner of the bar, listen, I found my ox at the bottom of your pit, which shows that you killed it. I will collect whatever I can from the other ox, but you have to make up the difference. Rav said if someone puts a rock near a bar and an ox trips on the rock and falls into the bar, it would be subject to machlokes between Rav Nosson and Rav Bonan. For Gemara Pshita and for Digmar, we would have thought that in the case where the ox pushed the other ox into the bar, the owner of the bar can say, if my bar wasn't there, your ox would have killed the other ox anyway, and therefore you're at least partially chayiv. However, in the case with the rock, we would think that the owner of the rock can say, if your bar wouldn't have been there, the animal would have tripped and stood back up, so you should be chayiv for the entire damage. Rava therefore teaches that he can tell the owner of the rock, if not for your rock, the ox would never have fallen into the pit altogether. Zaknura, we have learned if a regular ox and an ox that became possible to be used as a carbon after being designated as such gored another animal. So Abaya says, the regular animal is chayiv half damages, and Ravina says he's chayiv 1/4 of the damages. We can say that they both agree that the case is where the ox was a tam, but Ravina holds like the Rabbanon and Abaya holds like Rav Nosson. We can also say that both follow the Rabbanon, and Ravina is talking about a tam, and Abaya is talking about a mu'ud. Others say that Abaya says that the ox is chayiv half damages, and Ravina says he's chayiv full damages. We can explain that all are discussing where the animal was a mu'ud, and Abaya follows the Rabbanon, and Ravina follows Rav Nosson. We can also say that they both follow Rav Nosson, but Ravina is talking about a case of a mu'ud, and Abaya is talking about a case of a tam. Zok the Gemara, Rava said, if an ox and a person push something into a bar, then with regard to damages, all of them are chayiv. If they pushed a person into the bar, then with regard to the payment of avod devarim and paying for the babies if they caused a miscarriage, the person would be chayiv, but the ox in the bar would be potter. Regarding kaifer and paying shleishim shkolim for the eved if they killed an eved, the ox would be chayiv and the person of the bar and the bar would be potter. Regarding the damage to kalim and an ox that became possible for a carbon, the person and the ox would be chayiv and the bar would be potter. A bar is potter for damage done to such an animal because the pasuk says v'hamesi yeloi, and this animal can't said to belong to anybody because it's psulei mekdashim. For that, we find the Rav was unsure whether the owner of the bar is chayiv when such an animal falls onto a bar. The Mara says, first he was unsure, but later he was sure. For that, if we use Avamesi Yaloi to teach that, how do we know the halacha that the owner of the dead ox must deal with the carcass? The Mara said, we learn from the pasuk of Vehamesi Yaloi written in regard to an ox that damages. For that, maybe we should say that we learn that from the pasuk by bar and the pasuk by ox, and that teaches that an ox is potter when it damages an animal that becomes possible as a carbon. The Mar says, since we find that a bar is potter if it damages kalim, it's logic that it's potter from this as well. In fact, Mar, it's more logical to say that an ox is potter because he only pays half damages at the time. Mar says, we never find that an ox is fully potter, therefore it makes more sense that to apply the exemption to a bar.